paying attention, boy. So when she make the signal, booyah, booyah, booyah. You ready? That's it? Good evening. I don't know about y'all, but I just love my apostle. Amen. I hope you love the apostle. Amen. Without divine connection, we can't make it. Father, we thank you for fathers. You are a father. You are our father. Jesus said, when we pray, pray our Father, which art in heaven. I thank you for being a father to us. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious Holy Spirit. I thank you for our apostle, the founder of this school, the royal family. I thank you for all that you're doing with these students who are up under this apostolic covering and apostolic teaching. Now may the Holy Spirit open up to us and reveal to us the things we need to know and apply for this night. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. This class is Catching the Waves of Revival. We're in chapter number 4. And we're going to start with point number 6. All right. We're just picking up from where we left off at. Amen. All right.
A surfer must hesitate to move.
A surfer, and in catching the waves of revival, he must hesitate to move.
With the new wave.
With the new wave.
That breaks before him.
That breaks before him. See, you just can't go rushing out there. You hurt yourself. Y'all know. You got to hesitate. Go ahead.
Many waves has passed by.
Many waves has passed by.
Those who may have been hesitant.
Those who have been hesitant.
We must obey and implement.
We must obey and implement.
That which is imparted to us.
That which has been imparted to us.
That we can move with the wave.
That we can move with the wave. Remember, it's catching the waves of revival. Read.
A religious spirit.
A religious spirit.
Rooted in human idealism.
Rooted in human idealism.
Is a major source of hesitance.
Is a major source of why people hesitate or hesitancy. Read.
The Lord does not do anything without man.
The Lord does not do what?
Amen.
The Lord does not do anything without man. I want to say something right here. Got to understand, that's a trick of Satan. That's a trick of Satan. God cannot do nothing in the earth realm without moving through the man he put here. It's been his plan from the beginning. God set Adam over the works of his hands and made him ruler over all the earth. It was God's plan that man rule the earth like God ruled the universe. Are you listening? But man fell. God didn't give the dominion to Satan. That was Adam turned over the earth to Satan. So that's why we don't have to be waiting on God to do nothing. God said, I put you in charge. And then when you got out of line, I became a man. Went, took back what you lost, and now I've given it back to you. Rise up in this revival and be who I told you to be. I created you to have dominion in this life. All right? Go ahead.
God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
God's sovereignty and man's responsibility.
Has always coupled in the manifestation of signs.
Has always been coupled with the manifestation of signs.
Wonders and miracles.
Wonders and miracles.
More of Christ will manifest.
More of Christ will manifest.
After a continual yielding of God's people.
After a continued yielding of God's people.
To the working of the Holy Spirit.
To the work of God, the Holy Spirit.
We may earnestly desire to see the new wave.
We may earnestly desire to see the new wave.
Of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
But we may be offended by the package.
But we may be offended by the package.
In which they arrive.
In which they arrive. Do y'all understand that? See, that's that spirit that God is presently dealing with. The spirit of racism, if you don't understand it, is being slain before your very eyes. Are you listening? That spirit of elitism. See, you don't have to like, the package, you know. But we should never let people equate being gay, homosexual, all of those labels they have out there. LB, y'all know, that community. You can never equate that to being black. Don't look at me. Black was, this wasn't a choice. I came, you're wearing this. Are you listening? Everything else is a choice. And so we got to get away from secular humanism. And even the church want to push that foolish agenda. Are you listening to me? No one raised up Apostle Thompson but God himself. If you don't like the color of his skin, that's your issue. Are you listening? And we must crucify, and you know, we're talking to students, and we always want to make sure we're presenting God as Apostle wants us to present him. But if you don't like the package, you can't get it delivered, baby. I'm just being honest with you. You have to receive who God sends in order to receive God. Never forget that. If you don't receive the man or the woman of God who he sends to you, you cannot receive God. You cannot bypass who God sends and think you're going somewhere. That's the reality of the apostolic. Are y'all listening to me? God sent first apostles, and he told the church, you must continue in the apostles' doctrine, watch this, and fellowship. So it's important that every ministry, see, look at your hand. See, apostle, raise it up. Look, online, apostle, see, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. It's amazing how much you can't get done if you lose that thumb. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. You can manipulate your other fingers around that thumb. That thumb is the foundation. It grounds to keep everything working. But boy, if you lose it, now you got to try to work things out. Don't act like you don't know. I mean, you can overcome any challenge in life. But God didn't fix our bodies for stuff to be cut off. Amen. Amen. All right. Go ahead, sir.
For any movement to abide along on the earth.
For any move of God to abide long upon the earth.
It must honor its spiritual forefathers and mothers.
It must honor its spiritual forefathers and mothers. I got to put a peg there. We can't curse the generation who went before us. They taught us the best that they could. But it's time for us to grow up because revelation knowledge, like technology, is constantly increasing. And that's what I love about Apostle Thompson and this school of ministry. I graduated in 2011, and all of the curriculum has changed. Y'all ain't talking to me. So you know what that should have told all them students that left with that little certificate? They needed to re-enroll. Y'all ain't talking to me. But to some people, the paper is more important than the connection. I'm saying that to you as a first-year student. You must, if you're going to continue in this apostolic vein, you got to stay with that band as long as the Lord your God liveth and as long as your soul liveth, I'm serving you. That's apostolic. Y'all hear me? Don't get that piece of that graduation because you made straight A's and think you hung the moon and the stars. No, you have to stay connected. That's true. You can't get it no other way. I'm just being real here. That's a part of this revival, commitment, selling out, laying down your life, being faithful in another man's ministry, not worrying about yours. You'll be a prophetess if God called you to be one, but you don't need a dream. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I done touched something here. Oh, Lord, they got more prophetesses and prophetesses. And oh, Lord, we even got words I've never seen before in the Bible. Apostolesses. Say, oh, God, I'm just being real. I mean, you know, that's too much of this going on in the body. And so we have to understand in this move of God, God is restoring us back to his original plan, the way he intends for things to be. I'm not against women in ministry. Are you listening to me? But I'm standing in agreement with my apostle. Y'all better hear me. Now somebody gonna get mad. All right. You know, you can't expect the apostle to create a pattern that Jesus didn't establish. Now, you know, Jesus had a lot of women following him in ministry. Ain't gonna hear nothing. I ain't gonna be quiet. Probably. But how? What he chose? 12 men, huh? Mary Magdalene loved Jesus. Mm-hmm. Martha loved Jesus. Hello? Susanna and many other women. They supported him in ministry. Yet he didn't make them apostles. Y'all don't want to talk, that's okay. I understand. Well, Reverend, no, if a woman say God called her to be an apostle, that's between her and God. I ain't chopping her down, but I'm telling you about the pattern. Didn't God tell Moses, see that you build it according to the pattern? Well, did anybody ever stop the church think that Jesus is the one who built the church? And there was a pattern that he used to build it. Oh, Lord. I'm not saying that women of God don't have insight, because they have, many of them have tremendous insight, even into the apostolic. But remember, the apostolic is a call. And only God can call you. And if a woman said God called her, I'm not stepping in the way. But I still gonna listen to the what? The pattern. So I'm saying you can't put a demand on me that I don't see from the word. And I'm not going to let you separate me from my apostle because you think he's anti-female. That's all right. I'm just trying to help some of you while you're here. Read.
This is the first commandment.
This is the first commandment.
With the promise of long life.
With the promise of long life. That's honoring your spiritual fathers and mothers. Honoring your parents. Go ahead.
Number seven. A surfer's goal is to stay as long as possible.
A surfer's goal is to stay as long as possible.
On the new wave.
On the new wave.
And ride on its crest.
And ride on its crest. Can I talk to you? Let the Holy Ghost do its work. You know what makes, you heard Apostle talking about how ministry is sweatless? That means he knows something that the average preacher don't know. Come on now. All of you in here, you know, you ain't come out of no non-struggling church. Fish fry, potato salad, chiney ball peas with a little biscuit. Talk to me with a cold drink and a piece of cake to build a church. Come on now, your cheesy shoes. Come on, talk to me. Amen, them clothes that's so outdated. All this stuff men and women have used. Men Day, Women Day, Black Day, White Day, Hair Day, Buy Book Day. All of that stuff is to raise money when God sent an apostle with money cometh, so you don't even have to think about money. But you got to connect. You know why men and women don't connect? Because God didn't give it to them. Hello. Amen. And they don't like the package it came in. Well, it's sure working for me. Yeah, you might well look. I ain't bragging, baby. I'm telling it like it is. Y'all heard the song, Tell It Like It Is. Y'all know y'all been out there. You ain't been saved all your little life. Come on, read, sir.
While riding the crest of the new wave.
While riding the crest of the new wave.
The surfer scouts for another incoming wave.
See, while you're riding that wave, watch this now. See, all right, apostolic succession and even in the church. See, you can't get camped out on no move of God. You understand what I'm saying? You can't stay in the old, the next wave coming. So when you're riding that big wave, huh? And it's going to take you on in, huh? Be looking around, because as sure as you're riding that one, hello, another one is coming. Another one is coming. And that's what makes following and walking with God so exciting. Come on now, because he never does the miracle the same way twice. Oh, y'all understand. See, people get in trouble when they start trying to do something a way God didn't tell them to do it. See, I remember one time in a service, God told me, take my jacket off and start swirling it. I begin to swirl my jacket like this here, the foyer door is open. Y'all ain't talking to me. Come on, people were being slain in the spirit. Y'all ain't talking to me. You ready for this? God didn't give me a twirling my jacket ministry. Y'all will catch it, see? See, y'all will catch it. Y'all know how you do. Come on now, God got you some money a certain way. Uh-huh, and there you go trying to reproduce it. Did you hear me? See, we're talking about catching the wave. We're talking about following God's pattern. See, the thing about waves, especially during, y'all, we had enough hurricanes. Go out there on Lake Pontchartrain when a hurricane coming. When them waves are crashing, baby, they come in one after another, and each one of them is powerful. Boom, 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 boom. Well, that's what's happening right now. That's the way your money cometh. Go ahead, read, sir.
Never get comfortable.
Never. That's what I want to talk to you about. Never get comfortable. I'm a Kojic boy. They're still singing the same song. 2017, this is the church of God in Christ. You can't join in. You got to be born in. And so people think they got to be born in their natural lineage to get in the church. Amen. And it's a shame. Some of a mentality still is in 2017. If you are not a part of Kojic, you're not saved. Now, that's pathetic. All right. Don't get mad. They ain't the only ones. Jehovah Witness, Shatta. I don't know why anybody would want to be a Jehovah Witness, because only 144,000 of them make it an end. So I want to know what the hell are you serving him for. She. Come on. All right. Come on. Move.
Those who are a part of the previous move.
Those who are part of the previous move.
Tend to retreat as the next wave advances.
They tend to retreat as the next wave is advancing. Most of us, when God is doing a new thing, we like to run back to what? That which is comfortable. When things become uncomfortable, it's not an indication something is wrong. It might be an indication of it's time to grow. All right, now. Don't make me go here. Uh-huh. That little shape you had, you done ate your way out that dress. All right, now. Uh-huh. You might wear it to the meeting, but when you get home, you're going to wish you had never had it on. Them shoes hurt. That little corn, yeah, you know. Come on. Amen, men. Don't come up here acting like I'm talking about the girls. That suit with that button about to pop off and hit somebody, you know. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? All right, go to the next one.
Retreating creates a clash that hinders the next incoming
wave. Retreating creates a clash that hinders. That's why the church can't advance. Some old church mother. Come on now. Still got the measuring stick out. Let me see if your dress 6 inches below your knee. Hello? You got stockings on. Where you hat at? I'm just saying. Y'all think this is a joke. This is not a joke. You go to churches and this is how people believe to this day. That's religion and that's tradition. That's man's theology. That's not God's way. God said, don't let nobody judge you in respect of a holy day or a holiday. You ain't got no time to be worried about all that stuff. Come on now. Go ahead. They tell us not to, Christians shouldn't celebrate Christmas because it's a pagan holiday. Hello.
Be careful of those who don't want to go farther.
Be careful of those who don't want to go farther. Y'all got that? Okay, go ahead.
Opposition will come from previous waves.
Opposition will come from previous waves.
That are retreating.
That are retreating. They don't want you to go no further. Now, in case you haven't gotten the picture yet, there are very few ministries that want the apostolic and prophetic words of money cometh abiding in their houses. That's the reality. I live in New Orleans, and there's not one ministry besides our ministry that embraces this apostle. But that's okay. I'm not quitting. Are you listening? I'm not retreating. Are you listening? You want to know why? God said. Go ahead.
When a church advances.
When a church advances.
Rather than retreat.
Rather than retreat.
There will be a spiritual advance.
There will be a spiritual advance.
That can't be stopped.
That, oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, y'all should have just hollered right there. You see, the apostolic cannot be stopped. Are you listening? You stick with what God said. Don't ever get camped out with nobody who don't want to keep. That's one thing you will learn about apostle. If God said it, we getting it. That's the reality. I've been following him since 98. Hello. All right. And I didn't even come or go to the meeting to set up under him or to be connected to him. I went to the meeting to set up under another great man of God. You know him, Dr. Creflo A. Dollar Jr. Are you listening? That's who I went. I went to a minister's conference because I needed $100,000 to finish my building. And the money coming man showed up at the 2 o'clock session. And God said, that's him. And when it came time to build the building, God told me, take $10,000 and send to him. I said, hold up, Lord, time out. Rewind, huh? I said, when he was preaching, he told me he's a multimillionaire. He done had 4 jets paid for, 600 acres of land paid for, his house paid for, all his cars paid for. Don't you think, Lord, you would say, my servant Ron is in the meeting. He needs $100,000 to complete his project. Write him a check out and send it to him and tell him I told you. See, yeah, that might sound comical, but that's why a lot of people miss what's on his life. Because he has the he has that blessing that he's packing. Are you listening to me? He's carrying it. But here's the deal. God sent him to be a blessing. Are you listening? And being a blessing, he cannot do anything unless God speaks to him. But watch this. God told Abraham, I will bless those that bless you. See? So I understand that when God told me to sow into him, the first $100 plus the $10,000, God was connecting me. Are you listening? And I've never had to ask God again about what to do. And the level of sowing keep on rising. You can never stay. You cannot retreat, and you can't stay at the same level. You cannot get comfortable at the same level. You can't get systematic sowing to make you comfortable because it'll keep you sowing that same $5. God doggone it, you can't even get a Happy Meal from McDonald's for $5. And you shouldn't be eating that junk. What the hell? Okay.
Chapter five.
Hurry up.
Variety of manifestations.
All right, now we're going to talk about the variety of manifestations. Uh-oh. You had that thing on right? No, he didn't, huh? Okay. I hope they heard something. Okay. Get it right. Okay. Variety of manifestation. Now, let me say something because we're going to go right into point number one. In the variety of manifestations, there are a lot of times when the Spirit of God is moving in a revival and religious and traditional people can't handle it. Are you listening? Because God starts to move in unusual ways. Are you listening? That the average traditional church have never seen before. Amen. That's the reality. When you're up under apostolic government, you're going to see things that'll make you trip out in church. I've seen it. All right? So we'll get into these manifestations. Go to number one.
God, who is omnipresent,
sometimes God become manifested,
are intensely present
before his people.
He seems to draw aside one or two layers.
He seems to lay aside one or two layers
of a curtain that protects us from him, exposing our fragility.
Exposing our fragility
to the awesome energy of his being.
To the awesome, read the statement again.
He seems to draw aside one or two layers.
He seems to draw aside one or two layers
of a curtain that protects us from him.
Exposing our fragility, whatever that is.
To the awesome energy of his being. The Holy Spirit work in times of revival. Is accelerated.
Go ahead.
Where at other times. Be non-silently. Progressively.
And less dramatically.
May be done in instantaneously.
May be done instantaneously.
And with demonstrations of power.
And with demonstrations of power.
In times of revival.
In times of revival. Go ahead.
Types of manifestations.
The types of manifestation.
There are several types of physical manifestations.
There are several types of physical manifestations.
Accompanying revival experiences.
That accompanies revival experiences.
One, fear and awe.
That's what I told you to start at. You didn't listen. Didn't y'all hear me say that, class? Okay, don't worry about it. Say start with number one. That's all right. We're going to keep on moving. I see I help him out while he's here. I'm the teacher. He don't get to read and do what he want to do. Okay, number one, what did it say?
Fear and awe.
All right, these are the manifestations during revival. Fear and awe. Go ahead.
This is not the fear of disobedience.
This is not the fear of disobedience.
Or negative self-induced.
Or negative self-induced fear.
Resulting from guilt.
Resulting from guilt.
And a sense of unworthiness.
And a sense of unworthiness.
This is a godly fear.
This is a godly fear.
And holy respect.
And a holy respect.
For the sovereignty of God.
For the sovereignty of a awesome God.
This fear is a healthy sense of honor.
It's a healthy sense of honor.
And respect for God and His presence.
And a respect for God and His presence. Go ahead.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's in Psalms 28 and 28.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 28, 28, and you can also find it all through the book of Proverbs. Read.
We become wise in our response to the Lord.
We become wise in our response to the Lord.
And are taught by the Spirit.
And we are taught by the Spirit.
About His greatness and His sovereignty.
About God's greatness and about God's sovereignty.
We will learn to treat the things of God.
We will learn to treat the things of God.
With a sense of awe and respect.
With a sense of awe and a sense of respect. See, when you see God do something out of the ordinary, some things I'm talking about, I've seen God take a young man who was playing keyboards and throw him up against a wall. I've seen God take and pin people to the floor in meetings. Hello. Hello. I remember Apostle sharing with us, he was in New York teaching in a basement, and as he began to teach, the Spirit of God and the presence of God came so strong that all of the people that as he was teaching, they all began to just fall out and topple over. Come on now. I'm just telling you, these things are real. And y'all ready for this? We headed back. We're about to experience God's awesome fear, God's awesome presence. There will be more money miracles than you can shake a stick at. I'm just telling you. Go ahead.
The supernatural manifestation of God's
the
power.
The supernatural manifestation of God's power.
Can be so overwhelming.
Can be so overwhelming.
Often resulting in godly fear.
It often results in godly fear. You can get overwhelmed when you see God do things out the ordinary. Trust me, if you see a man's arm grow out, it'll get your attention. You see a leg grow out, it will get your attention. That's not an ordinary thing. It's going to really make you consider who God really is. Go ahead.
When God displays His power.
When God displays His power.
In a supernatural act.
In a supernatural act.
And also in judgment.
And also in judgment.
Fear of God will result.
The fear of God will result. Y'all understand that. Now y'all know God is a nice God, but He also is a God of judgment. Are you listening to me? I say He's a nice God, but He's also a God of judgment. Are you listening? And God don't want nobody oppressing His people. I'm just letting you know, God don't want nobody oppressing His people. God came to deliver us from bondage. Apostle Thompson is here to make sure we don't live in bondage and in fear of man. Are you listening? But we live the God kind of life. Go ahead.
Number two. Grief and sorrow.
Grief and sorrow.
This grief and sorrow. Is not the negative type of emotional experience.
Is not the negative type of emotional experience.
Expression. But one of the Spirit.
But one of the Spirit. Now, can I talk to you about that? One of the Spirit. This grief, huh? In the book of Romans, chapter 8, it talks about a groaning in the Spirit. Are you listening? Sometimes God can cause you to literally grieve on somebody's behalf because God wants to see that thing changed. Are you listening? Read, sir.
This grief and sorrow results from Christ's compassion.
It results from Christ's compassion.
And intercession for the lost and unbelief.
And intercession for the lost and the what?
Unbelieving.
And unbelieving. See, let me tell you something. True prayer is when you get into the realm of the Spirit. That's why praying in the Holy Spirit is so important. Because you know, when you first start praying, even in the natural, your mind ain't there. Come on now. You thinking about work, what you're going to eat for breakfast, who made you mad yesterday, who you got to face today. Are you listening? Until you get out in the Spirit. Read.
The Holy Spirit places the spirit of intercession.
Places the spirit of intercession
upon our spirits.
Upon our spirits,
resulting in deep groaning and travail.
Resulting in deep groanings and deep travail. Now that's important. You know, y'all remember Jesus at the grave of Lazarus? The Bible says he groaned in the spirit. Now, I don't know why people are talking about Jesus wept, like Jesus was crying because Lazarus died. That's religious. Why is Jesus crying because Lazarus died when Jesus told you when he was 3 days away, he stayed an extra day? Are you listening? To make sure he was good and dead. Yes. Are you listening? They sent him word. They say, our friend Lazarus is sick. And Jesus said, the sickness is not unto death. Next thing you know, they come back and say, Lazarus dead. That's what I said. And Jesus said, no, Lazarus sleeping. Then the disciples say, that's good. Jesus said, oh Lord, these boys don't understand nothing. No, Lazarus is dead. But watch this. Watch what Jesus said. And I am glad for your sake that I wasn't there. Because if I was there, the compassion that was within me and upon me would have caused me to go do something. Because I got the power to do something about death. But I'm going to wait till his body go back to the grave. I'm going to wait till his body is rotten and stinking. I'm going to wait that fourth day. Then I'm going back. Because when the resurrection and the life show up on the scene, it ain't coming to cry about the situation. Jesus wept because they didn't believe. Jesus groaned in spirit because that was a form of intercession going on the inside of him. He already knew, I'm about to raise him up and y'all ain't ready for it. I believe it. See, church ain't ready for what God really want to do. They're still stuck in religion. I believe if somebody get out the casket, you're going to have to get the believer. They're going to be running out. Talking about, oh, it's a spirit. Come on, read, sir.
The church rises in spiritual travail.
The church also rises in spiritual travail. You remember Paul said, little children of whom I travail in prayer, that Christ be formed in you. We don't give enough prayer for people. We get so caught up on their issues that we don't travail in prayer so God can give us a key to unlock the issue. See, the issue ain't the problem. Quit looking for the issue and look for the key to, oh Lord, have mercy. Y'all with me now? Okay, go ahead.
The church rises in spiritual travail, giving birth to souls.
The church rises in spiritual travail, giving birth to souls. You can only birth people in the realm of the spirit. So people who you want to see saved, quit whining about they running from God and get on your knees and pray and tell God to give you a key. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead. Such a spirit of prayer and intercession
can produce tremendous effects.
Can produce tremendous effects
on those experiencing them.
On those that experience them.
As well as for the church.
As well as for the church. Go ahead.
It can create an open heaven.
It can create an open heaven.
For those involved or even for the church.
For those who are involved or even for the church. Go ahead.
It can release souls out of hell's bondage.
It can release, do you hear that? You can pray somebody out of hell's bondage. Oh man, I wish the church would get a hold of who we are. I say, I wish the church would get who we really are. Do you know we have power to retain sin and power to get rid of sin? Do you understand what kind of power that is? Do you understand that we don't need to be making excuses for why people are sick? Under the apostolic Watch this. If a person is sick and sin is attached to it, we have the power to pray the prayer of faith that if they did any sin, that sin would be forgiven them and God would heal them. Y'all ain't talking to me up here. Read.
Resulting in a season of harvest of souls.
It will result in a season of harvest of souls. 3,000 people being added to the church. 5,000 in one day. Go ahead, read.
It can result in a spiritual cleansing.
It can result also in a spiritual cleansing.
Of the atmosphere of the church.
Of the atmosphere of the church.
And the lives of the congregation.
And in the lives of the people of the congregation.
Experiencing this manifestation.
Experiencing this manifestation. I'm talking about when folks are praying and getting in the spirit and travailing. You know, for in the old church, we used to call it pray till you break through. I know some of y'all never did that. Some of y'all say, okay, I've been out here 10 minutes. Shoot, the Lord ain't said nothing yet. It's time to go. I'm just being honest with y'all, baby. Sometimes we went meeting 21 days. I went into church on a Friday and didn't come out to Saturday morning. I don't know about this generation. Y'all can't take a half an hour. Oh, God, watch a football game for 3 hours. But okay, now, man of God, church got to be over by noon. Know the game on. You can't get no travailing out of that. We do more travailing with a football game than before God. I'm just being real with y'all. You really want this? Online students, you really want this? How much are you willing to pay? How much are you willing to dedicate yourself and give yourself to God? Can he interrupt your favorite TV show? Well, that's all right. I felt the quiet spirit. Go ahead.
Number three, trembling and shaking.
Number three, trembling and shaking.
Sometimes in revival. People do indeed tremble. Because of fear. But yet there are others. Who experience trembling in the absence of fear.
I've seen it. I've seen people slain in the spirit and shake like electricity, like they got tasered. Are you listening? That don't mean it's a demon. It's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
When the Holy Spirit is powerfully present,
the spiritual energy of the Holy Spirit produces a sensation
in the body, sometimes extending to various parts
of the body,
along with a slight tremor
in them.
Trembling varies in its intensity.
Trembling can vary in its intensity.
Sometimes when the corporate anointing.
And public meetings.
Are supernaturally rising. The people may be seized with violent shaking.
All right? Okay, that's number three.
Such people do not shake.
You see that clock back there? Okay.
Such people do not shake. But they are shaken. Their bodies move back and forth. Or from side to side.
These amazing supernatural manifestations.
Operate on people. Though they are conscious. And know where they are.
Now, y'all, I know we have to close right here, but I was in a meeting and a young lady hit the floor. She was pinned to the floor and she kept looking at me saying, I can't get up. And I was looking at her saying, what do you want me to do? You know, I mean, these are the things you will see in apostles' meetings that come up. You're going to see these things. You're going to live to see that in this day. All right. All right. Y'all read chapter 5. The rest of it.